Blog Talk Radio.
When I tell you, if it can go wrong, it tried to go wrong, but we still worked it out. It's funny because that song is the song that I woke up to in my heart, and I wanted to share with it, and I'm glad stuff kind of messed up a little bit because I wanted to stop it because I wanted to bring CJ on because I wanted to talk about this song a little bit before it get into the good part because I know CJ being 6 years old, she knows when this song came out, and she remember this song with her six-year-old self, with her grandma, her mama, her auntie, and all them playing this in the back seat. And I know CJ know the when the ad lib
when she one of those words.
Listen, because and people get mad at me all the time when they say, "Why don't you go to church no more?" And I tell people, I said, one, it's the people, but two, they don't praise like they used to. So, CJ, we're going to let this finish real quick because I wanted to get to the hooping part. You know what grandma call it, the hooping part? So, listen, if you got a little shout that you want to go ahead and praise him in advance for or whoever you believe in, go ahead and get it out your spirit. Now we're going to finish this because this song been in my spirit since this morning. So we're going to finish this. Let's go. You ready?
Ready. Let's do it.
You got to put on your good. Now, you got to put on your good track shoes, though, because you got to get
listen,
your shoes.
Listen, do I need to go put on my church shoes right now?
But listen, while I was playing, get your, strap them on. Strap them on. Here we go.
Trying to get it out. I'm already working out.
shoes on. Go ahead and Nike it around the pool pit a couple of times. Didn't he? Listen, let me tell y'all, because a lot of people don't understand, and I say this all the time, you can't be a person that helps somebody if you ain't been through nothing. Let me say that again. Y'all better stop getting with these people who have had a perfect life, who you feel like their life is perfect. Baby, they can't show you nothing. I tell people all the time, I'm not a fan of what some of these young people do, and I'm not a fan of what some of these old people do. But sometimes you do have to go through something to get a message for somebody else. Ooh, that was a word right there. Somebody go ahead and pass around the offering plate. Pack it up, collect it, push it. CJ, listen, everybody is focused right now on sometimes when you go, the greatest thing that you can do while you're going through stuff is put a plan together for when you come out of that season. Oh, man, somebody missed that message, too.
Yeah, plan is important. It's changing life.
Because that wilderness experience will bless you. See, people didn't know. A year and a half ago, going back and forth to work, there was nights I slept outside. CJ, there's nights people don't know I actually did this show outside, no studio, under the stars. See, if you go back and listen to some of the shows, I did shows in Dubai, I did shows in Iraq. I did shows in Texas. I did shows in Georgia. I did shows in Florida. I did shows in North Carolina. I did shows in Kentucky. Some of those shows was under the best of circumstances, and some of those shows was under the worst of circumstances. But in the midst of things that you go through, you have to sit down and humble yourself and get in your prayer closet. Get on, as Grandma used to say, baby, get prostrate before the Lord. Whatever, Lord, you believe in. If you don't believe in nothing, then just lay perpendicular to the earth. But sometimes you got, listen, I know I'm starting off different. I know y'all used to all the crazy shit. We're going to get to it, but this was in my spirit. This is the first song that I woke up to, and it's the last song that I went to bed to. I knew I had to open the show up tonight with that song. It's not about being saved. It's not about being unsaved. It's not about being Christian. It's not about being Buddhist. It's not about being a monk or about being whatever it is you want to believe. It's not about being straight or gay. It's not about being sane or insane. It's not about being abled or disabled. It's not about all the some of the things that are in your way is because you won't sit down and humble yourself and get a legitimate plan about what you want to do with life. That doesn't matter if you're 16, 25, 30, 40, 55, 70. Unless you are telling me that you are old enough that you just want to lay here and you gave up and you don't care, baby, then why are you still here? And I'm not saying go commit suicide, but I'm asking you, what is your purpose? We got to stop being so dedicated to ourselves that we can't see nothing else. Sometimes you have to dedicate just a little bit to you so you can be a blessing to those around you. Sometimes that's your family. Other times it's perfect strangers. I bless more people that I don't know their name than people that I know. Blessings is not always finances. Blessings is not always cars. Blessings is not always hairdos. Blessings is not always houses. Some people are truly blessed to wake up the next day. Some people are truly blessed to take another breath. Some people are truly blessed that they finally got away from domestic violence. But while going through it, they were in their prayer closet. They were trying to figure out what they were going to do next with their life so that they could be a blessing to not only someone else's life, but to their life. We are so busy and so adamant about trying to fix things that we have no control over, but we won't get straight with the things that hold that we need to hold near and dear to our hearts. CCG, I can't fix everybody. Actually, to be honest with you, I ain't trying to fix. I want us to be great. I played that song specific because I want some people to have a praise break for what's going to happen to them in the spring and in the summer and in the fall of this year. In the next 90 to 120 days, for those of you who put together immaculate winters, you're going to be surprised about what's going to unveil to you in the spring, summer, and fall of this year. But remember also, sow a man sows, sow a man what? So understand, your harvest may not be the same as somebody else's harvest. Don't be looking at their harvest. Understand, you have the same opportunity to plant. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break tonight. This song right here is for the production manager. I love her dearly. This is one of her favorite artists of all time. I love this song. I love this intro. I love everything about this song overall. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and if y'all don't mind, we're going to pass the touch just a little bit.
Listen up, everyone. We have been just informed that there's an unknown virus that's attacking all clubs. Symptoms have been said to be heavy breathing, wild dancing, coughing. So when you hear the sound, run for cover, motherfucker.
Don't stop, get into your clothes, get back. Listen up, motherfucker.
You have 5 seconds to catch your breath. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Can I get a ride on a white horse?
We are back. We are back. We are getting ready to get into our next segment, but we got to take a quick commercial break. Our next segment is Black History is World History. It is brought to you by Taylor Services Grand Reopening that will be taking place this St. Patrick's Day, Friday, March 17th, from 10 to 2 at 2639 North Monroe Street. Please make sure that you are in the building. Come meet Ms. Golden and her staff and let her introduce to you what she has to offer the great city of Tallahassee and all surrounding counties. All right, let's get into this, man. This next segment is Black History is World History. It is brought to you again by Taylor Services Grand Reopening taking place this upcoming Friday, which is St. Patty's Day. So make sure you put on something green this upcoming Friday. So let's do Black History is World History. And I want to give a shout-out to she might as well be family to me, Tamesha Van out of the St. Pete area. She is the person who put this together for us. So if you go on DJ's Roundtable right now, you'll be able to read this with me. If you're on Facebook, I'm not sure if it's on the other platforms, but on Facebook, if you go on DJ's Roundtable, you'll be able to see the picture that we have, and we will be presenting to you Dr. Ruth Temple, was a leading figure in public health and focused most of her efforts on improving the lives of Black East Los Angeles. In 1918, Temple was the first African-American woman to graduate from Loma Linda University in California. She went on to find the first medical clinic in Southeast Los Angeles. The community health clinic provided resident treatment for substance abuse, offered immunizations, and focused on teaching health literacy. In 1948, Ruth was appointed the director of the Division of Public Health of the City of Los Angeles. A clinic in Los Angeles was later named in her honor in 1983 to honor the legacy of Dr. Ruth Temple. So shout out to Ms. Ruth Temple. I didn't know anything about this young lady until I was given the pleasure of seeing a whole just breakdown by my good Asia Van out of St. Pete, Florida. And that's the thing, CJ, the one thing I always tell you when I do this show, which is one of my favorite things, is I find so much information from people that I just have access to, you know. Like I told you, the last one that we did came from a lady that I work here personally with, one of my peers, Ms. Fry. Then you look at Tamesha, she hit me up with that one. And so it's just, you know, sometimes what we have to do in life, CJ, and I really feel like I'm inspiring women tonight. I mean, we are in Women's History Month, but like we really have to, like, really give this thing a little bit, like give it a little bit more effort, a little bit love, a little bit more pizzazz. And if you have a skill, and I mean skills, like, you know, one of the things that me and you talk about all the time is let what you love to do be the skill that you provide to people.
Right.
Because what you do, what you're good at is a skill. Baby, if you are a whiz at cleaning the toilet, trust me, believe you me, there are some people that have been shown 17 times how to clean the same toilet and they still ain't got it right. There are some people who have been asked to change the paper or the ink in the copy machine in your office, and they still standing there looking at it if you don't go help them do it. Baby, if you don't get up and wash some dishes in your house, they might not get washed. If you don't take the effort to go through the car and clean out the car, it might not get done. Your real skills are a gift. Everything doesn't have to be LeBron James. Like, everything doesn't have to be whoever your favorite actress or rapper or entertainer is. Sometimes being you have to be enough. Ooh, that's a, come, listen, girl, I'm dropping bombs
tonight.
That's
a word right there. That's a word.
I'm dropping bombs. Bang on the drum. Like I'm banging on the drum tonight. Like, I'm, because, you know, I tell women who come to me and talk about, oh, I'm independent, I don't need no man. Ma'am, that's great. Your stance. I know plenty of women who want a man around their life. It makes some things easier for them, like taking out the trash, pumping gas, somebody actually having the courtesy to open the door for them. I know plenty of women around me that can't wait for a gentleman to show up in the atmosphere.
Carrying groceries.
CJ, you've been around me. All the women in my life got what?
Taken care of.
They have gentlemen. I mean, real gentlemen. We've hung out. When my friends have showed up, how did their husbands treat them?
With the utmost respect and dignity, and they were pampered. Like, do you need anything? Is everything okay? What can I do for you?
You would have thought a queen stepped off a plane somewhere, right?
Yeah. It's beautiful to watch. Just saying.
Because at the end of the day, if that person is your queen, then why is it that no one gets to see her be treated like a queen? Being a queen has nothing to do with how much money he's spending on you. A man can spend $0 all day and make her feel like the most valuable prized possession on the earth, planet Earth. If we're gonna celebrate women, let's get into the nitty gritty of it. Let's not just celebrate them with their accomplishments, because at the end of the day, a woman's accomplishment is knowing and understanding and having the antithesis of understanding whatever she has picked and decided to do in life fits her, including her man. I don't know why everybody thinks that when you get into the relationship, it is one-sided. Sir, you need to fit her just like her, you need to fit sir. I tell people all the time, baby, CJ, I couldn't have $1 million wife. I get to stay home and just take. Listen, baby, understand, if I ever in my life just got to be home all day, just all day, listen, it's probably going to be a party where I live at. First off, because you already know how I'm doing it. We waking up. Listen, understand, if you are a woman in my life, I just feel like before you leave the house in the daytime, like, first of all, if you live with me, understand, I'm not really a fun believer of anything starting before 9, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Amen.
Number one. So you need to get up. You need to have a bath, a shower. You need to be able to put your music on, dance around, start your day. We are having breakfast. CJ, tell them what breakfast looked like for me.
Oh, you got a bowl of fruit and a starch like waffles or French toast or, you know, something beautiful. You might have an omelet or some eggs and bacon or sausage or, whew. Oh, or shrimp and grits? Oh, man. Or,
Because we're going to have breakfast.
I got like a whole stack here.
Because we're going to have breakfast. We're going to start our day. We're going to get to, and then we're going to go out and start our day. My daughter gets a bath any morning that she is not getting up early. And if she peed or pooped or messed up herself, guess what? When she wakes up in the morning, she's getting a bath. Because guess what? I'm up early enough to attend to the needs of my queen. Sirs, if you do what you're supposed to do, the needs of your queen and princesses will be met. Now, if you chose to marry something that don't look like a queen and don't act like a queen, then that's on you. But the problem that a lot of men are also having when they go find queens is they're not used to what a queen looks like, is like, moves like. Then they want to be with that, and then they be in their feelings when it didn't move like they thought it was supposed to move, because they realize you weren't a queen, that you wasn't a king. You was more like a duke or earl. I'm going to still give you a title, because I didn't want to give you the one I was going to start with. It got more like a J-E-S in the beginning. Because everybody want titles now. But one thing I tell CJ, you know, when we have certain meetings and she get to see certain things, read everything that's required after the title. And then see if they measure up. Go look at the requirements for the position they claim they want to apply for.
You want to be married. The whole description.
You want to be married, but you ain't got no peace. You want to be married, but, sir, you have no understanding. Sir, you want to be in a relationship, but you have no emotional IQ. See, because I tell people, don't just tell me, ooh, we got to be equally yoked with Jesus. That's cute. Okay, let's talk about all these other things that you're not equally yoked in, though. Ooh, he got money and he be fucking ladies, because y'all get sidetracked by a nigga with a big dick and some cash. Like, let's talk about everybody just a little bit. See? We finna go to commercial break because y'all gonna get me fired up, and then y'all gonna have the ladies mad at me on Women's History Month, and I ain't trying to do that because I'm trying to celebrate y'all, and I don't need the ladies. So we gonna go to commercial break. You know what? It's a good. See, God knew I needed to change it up right now. And just listen, the song I'm getting ready to play. Listen, y'all could be mad at me. These are the songs that came to me in the order that they came to me in. So I'ma just need y'all to accept God and the way that he perceives to move through me. But what I'ma need y'all to do is I'ma need you to lace up whatever it is that you got on, make sure it's tight, because you're gonna wiggle when this song come on. Like, this is a guaranteed wiggle song. And if she got booty, like booty, like if she got booty. Sir, you might want to go stand behind her and watch for a minute. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Soaking with it.
Commercial break. Now, listen, this next segment of that we're getting ready to go to is brought to you by Body Empowerment. That is this weekend, March 18th and 19th, right here in Tallahassee. We're going to talk about this at the top of the hour. At 10 o'clock, we're going to get into body empowerment. I want to help people understand what this is because it's much needed. So we're going to introduce, explain, help give a full understanding of body empowerment at the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, y'all know what we got to get into. It's one of my favorite episodes and segments. Y'all know what it is. If you don't know what it is, you're getting ready to know what it is because, CJ, what segment we going into?
What day it is?
What day it is. All right, Shorty, the mic is yours. I'm going to go sit over here and be sexy.
All right, so we got what day it is. March 15th, everything you think is wrong day is a day. A lot of things went wrong today. Okay. Paris Helen, they show the world. Paris Helen, show the world day. Then we have March 16th. Absolutely Incredible Kids Day. We have Panda Day. We have National Farm Record Day. Freedom of Information Day. And Everything You Do Is Right Day. So we have Everything You Think Is Wrong Day and then followed by Everything You Do Is Right Day. That's pretty cool. Then we have March 17th, which is Friday. It is St. Patty's Day, and it's also Corned Beef and Cabbage Day.
And it's national. Y'all better come and see Tailored Services, and y'all better come over here and learn about what we do in the community, because if you don't, then it's going to be a whole problem. But it was funny. When I was actually looking at these days when we was putting it together, I was like, wait, what? These days is, oh, they some nasty mother. And then it's kind of funny because if you look at March 15th, for me today, everything I thought about was wrong today. I want you to go back to the top of my day and everything that has, as it's played out, it just all started going wrong. Like, just scale down the list. Like, it, like at like 8:30, as soon as I left, everything just drastically, everything is just like, and so it was funny because I actually put this together on Tuesday. And so it was funny that I got up with the song that I woke up to, because now the song that I woke up to and the song that I went to bed to, I was like, okay, well, if this is what y'all say today is, I'm going to set the atmosphere. Now you see why I was like, okay, God, whatever it is, you doing your thing, I'm going to let you do yours, because I'm just letting it all play and work itself out. Because, let me push a veil over your eyes. Like, I got home this afternoon, as always, do what we do, and we had dinner, and, you know, still I was just like a little, like, even though I've been getting solid rest, I was still like a little tired, and I know the season's changing, so that's where that energy change is coming from me for. But, like, I saw myself, like, getting upset, and I'm like, nah, that's not the answer. And it's funny because, like, even with myself and my spouse, even when we talk, whenever we get frustrated and try to walk away, we don't let each other, hey, nah, you're going to use your words today. Like, listen, use your words got to probably be the most used statement in my household, because you're going to use your words, express yourself. But, like, I found it interesting that those two particular days would be back-to-back, because I'm looking forward to tomorrow now. Like, y'all don't even understand. Because if it's everything you think is wrong and everything you do is right, baby, listen, y'all don't understand. Listen, right after this show, I'm in the bed early. I'm trying to get up. I'm trying to be up before the sun get up. Like, I'm trying to do it all tomorrow. CJ, what about yourself?
Yep, you got to be up. It's going to be beautiful. Beautiful day.
Yeah. And the reason why I say it is because, like, I just feel like the energy that you put out, like, you get that back. And so, like, I got up with the expectation of today of, if it go wrong, man, nah, fuck that. Get it, you know, put some tape on it, hold it together as best you can, get to Thursday. Like, and it's funny because I've been telling you really for about a week now, hey, we just got to get to Thursday.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, but just the weekend. Because sometimes there's power in that. Like, look at how your weekend is set up right now. How's your weekend set?
Well, I have to make a decision, but either way you go, I'm chilling.
you're chilling this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Listen, you don't even
either
realize something. No. I'm going to help you on something you don't even realize right now. I'm going to take you to something that I told you when I first met you. I said, listen, whatever you got going on in life, you got to get it done before spring. Those last couple of days going into spring, you really need to be chilling. And you said what I said, because for spiritual people, that's the new year. The new year isn't January the 1st. It's not that. It's spring. The spring is the culmination of the new year, the party, the festival. Think about it. Go to all those places where you see them celebrating New Year's. Go look at all your movies and look at the festivities of New Year's. You don't never see it when it's cold.
That's true.
It always looks like everybody almost look like they supposed to be covered up, but they're not all the way covered up. It's spring. Your new year is starting, so now is the time to get your energy in order. Now is the time to go on your emotional evaluation of yourself. Now is the time to reflect on all those things. That's why if y'all feel like y'all been emotionally heavy, it is, because this is the time for that energy. People don't understand. I tell people I love and hate Pisces season at the same time. You're going to get everything that you're going to need, but you're going to probably almost want to either kill, cut, or love somebody in this season. Some of y'all going through all those emotions at the same time. Oh, right on time. Your boss also said, Happy Roman New Year. So I guess Roman's New Year is around this time too then. This is the traditional New Year cycle that that even Africans fell up under. They celebrated the culmination of spring. When you go read spring, everything that you deal with in spring is always a new life, new birth, building of something. It's always a growth of something because that's what spring symbolizes. It's everything coming to life, coming to fruition, things that was hoped for and prayed for in the last season, budding and coming out in the new year. That's why I said it's time for some people to get away from. Listen, we got to get away from what we believed in yesterday. Some things have changed. Some things have updated themselves. Some things just going to always forever be true. Two things I can tell you that's going to be forever true. All those people that you got using fancy new technology, understand. People who still use old school methods can still do what you do. They're like robots. Old people are like machines. If they've been doing it all their life, all you got to do is it's like go get your grandma. Your grandma might not be able to do nothing all day. Tell her to go in there and bake a cake. It's like she don't even got to look up. She can do it on autopilot. She know every little bing 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 around the. She more mad if she don't got something that might throw her out of rhythm.
Right.
Because they've been doing it. They're trained in it. Just because you put technology in front of them doesn't mean they're going to get it like that. They won't get the technology. They will go get the piece that the technology primarily uses and come back and be like, oh, man, you could have just gave me that. I could have made you about 30 of those in like 15 minutes. What?
30?
We only make 9 in 15 minutes. Oh, well, shit. You ain't asked me how to do it. Let me show. Come here, boy. Let me show you real quick. Them fingers and hands. Listen, that's why them old folks got a grip on them. They've been working with their hands forever. Go shake an old person's hand real quick and see if you don't feel some type of way.
They really stop.
Nigga, why'd you grip me like that?
Especially the men. Oh my God.
Extra
intake. All right.
All right. All right. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I'm gonna make you mine.
feeling bad. Soul's bad. Bad is when you're capable of beating it bad. I've been working at it ever since I came into play.
I ain't quite there yet, but I'm getting better at it.
Matter of fact, let me tell it to you one more time. All I got to do is tell a girl who I am. Ain't that chick in here that I can. Bada boom, bada bam, bada bam.
Waiting that I'm high, but be good boy, I'm not. Just go in, he got the money and the time to get on top. No, you can't call me later, and that doesn't show number. I'm not changing stories, just respect the play of calling.
All right, CJ, we are back. We are back. This next segment, which is birthdays, is brought to you by Goddessly Cleaning and D Oils. Go check out our pages. Grab a sip by you. My preferred scent is Black Carrot Diamond. What's yours, Shorty?
Nicki Minaj has an exotic. It's really pretty.
Okay. Nicki Minaj exotic. We're going to have to check that one out. I'm not sure if I had that one. But real quick, that's cool. Let's get into birthdays. The mic is yours.
Birthday. All right. We have March 15th. We have Sly Stone, William Adams, Mike Tomlin, Devontae Freeman, and David Darnell Brown.
All right. So you should – hold on. So now you should know all of them. Okay. So you do know who all those people is, right? Who they is? Because you got excited, and then you was like, I don't know who none of these. Like, the way you read that, like, I don't know who none of these.
Oh, man. They look like music artists to me.
Okay, so Sly Stone, he is a very – Sly Stone and the Family Stones and all them Stones. William Adams is Will I Am from Black Eyed Peas.
I would have never guessed that. Okay.
Really? Mike Tomlin, that's the Pittsburgh football coach, the current one.
I wouldn't know that either.
God, wow, really? You're doing horrible. Devontae Freeman is a running back. He's, retired running back from the NFL. And then David Brown, I don't really expect you to get that one either. So we're going to go ahead. Let's go ahead and move on to the next list because you already struggled with the first game. Let's go to the 16th. Good God.
Okay. We have William Drake. Yeah. Janae Aiko. Jonah Alexis. Then Blue Cantrell and Clifton Powell.
Well, okay, so you do know who these people is, right?
Sir.
You should be.
Blake Griffin played a sport. Unaiko does music.
You better get the last one.
No, thank you.
You telling me you don't know who Pinky is?
That's his real name.
That's his. God, come on, you fired. You
that's his real name.
No,
okay, you know, because that's always Pinky. He always been Pinky. I don't care what movie he played. That's Pinky.
You know what? Your mama didn't raise you right. Because listen, that man has been some older lady's crush for some years. He has played in some roles. And generally, when he play in a role, he's generally a gentleman. So that Pinky role for him was kind of like a real major change up for him character-wise. So that's why he gets such acclaim for that role, because we didn't see that coming from him in that role. Like, our generation did not see that coming because, like, he's always been, like, a really bad guy or just a real debonair type, you know, sultry type role. So to see that nigga put on a whole Jerry Carroll and just lose his shit, like, that was That was like a legendary performance in the hood. Like, for people who don't understand our culture, I just referenced that for y'all. Like, that was legendary for us because that's a whole character change. And we, like, and it's crazy because he did it so well that people actually believe that him as a person. Like some people can't see nothing but that role. He did it so damn well. So, anywho, let's do March 17th. You better know these three.
I'll give you two for sure. You got.
I'll let you get two out of three. Ain't bad. Two out of three ain't bad. Okay, because you better get.
Okay.
Top two.
We have Tamar Braxton. I know who that is. We have Nat King Cole. I know who that is. We have John Boyega.
That's the black dude that was in Star Wars. Right. It's okay. You might not get him. He's an actor. It's cool. I'm not.
Oh,
I'm a Star Wars.
The new Star Wars?
Yeah, the black dude that you know. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Okay.
I mess with him. Yeah, I mess with him.
Okay.
But, okay, so you did better because, boy, listen, if you would have told me you don't know who that is, I'm like, bro, you can't be a fan of comedy because when who was that? Dave Chappelle, when he did the Nat King Cole special on the Chappelle Show. See, that you already know, I lost it. That's what I said. Listen, it's some things that just live in infamy in our culture, and if you ain't a part of it, like, you miss it. And that's the one thing I love about us. Sometimes we are so gifted and so, like, so talented beyond our years with just certain stuff. And I just need y'all to know that this next song has been in my spirit. I'm a prep y'all for this. I'm going to take y'all down a little bit because this song is going to take some of y'all female friends. There, some of y'all females have been feeling this way for quite some time. Y'all have been trying to, you know how when the pastor stand up there and you know that this ain't going to be no good message and he fiddle with something and look down a little bit because, you know, he got to make sure that handkerchief is perfectly folded before he say what he about to say because he going to have to definitely, you know, dab the corner of his mouth after he done got done saying what he going about to say because spit and drool is building up in the side of her face. See, if you ain't never been at no church like that, the church you went to was too big.
I'm done.
You need to go to a smaller church. You need to go to one of them local family wood stomping. When the wind blow too hard, it sway a little bit where they still got the first organ ever built in that state in the church. You need to go to one of them. But the song I'm getting ready to play is needed to be said. And the craziest part is I was going through my selection and I was like, okay, I need all my favorite female songs because we're in Women's History Month. And I was going with songs that I like the female verse. And there are some songs that if you just be around me long enough, you just know I'm going home. And, you know, I just want y'all to know I did grow up in the crunk era. And so this song is dedicated to all the thug-ass gangster females in my life that at the end of the day really feel like whoever it is that they're dealing with, whoever the person is, whatever the person belong to, whatever affiliations they want to claim, whatever they actually believe in, it's the female verses for this song that just make me feel so. It's they verses and they hook. So, CJ, I'm going to go ahead and pause you because I don't want you to scream too loud because, you know, she likes to scream when certain songs come on. And this is a screamer because there's a lot of women who feel like this, especially some of y'all that's in relationships with niggas y'all don't like no more. So I'm going to dedicate this song to all my females out there that would really beat your ass.
I beat your ass, my nigga. I beat your ass. I beat your ass.
put your hands on it. If they show me, get them out my way. It's okay, you can stay in your place where you'll be found. From the club to the lot, we got him like we get down.
My daughter's new favorite song. She back there. Like, oh my God, Lizzie Bap is a crime. First of all, them 808s back in the day, boy. Give it up for the 808s back in the day. Yeah. Listen, let's give another shot. Give a shout out to the motherfucking DJs who made it out of the club and played this shit.
Yeah.
Cause listen. Listen, I don't even understand. In the 90s, you know, they created a teen club for us. What was they thinking? We was bad. Why would y'all give us a teen club? That was the whoever in the mid-90s thought that would be something cool to do, y'all was stupid. We had three of them bitches. We tore all three of them bitches down. Don't give up, man. Like, listen, you know it's better when the whole city police department just go sit outside the teen club. We was bad. Listen, I ain't gonna say we because I only went once and I didn't even make it inside. That's another. No, I did get inside one time. The one time I made it inside, I mean, it wasn't like there was one time that I went to the door to go inside. I'm a real big believer in having fun in somebody's parking lot. Like, parking lot pimping was a real thing in my generation. And, like, listen, I had some better parties in the parking lot of clubs than people had on the inside. But, you know, I'm weird. Wherever I go, I turn it into a party. All right, let's get into our main subject of the night. And I want to talk about body empowerment. And I want to talk about why this event is what this event is and why we do it. Body empowerment started, it started off, and for those of you who don't know my wife, her name is Shira. Hi. You got to do a weird person wave. Hey, like you can't be too extra about it. Hey, like it's got to be below the neck, but like right at the breast meat area. Hey, you ain't gonna ignore me while I'm over here talking, CJ. You be going into another realm when I start talking. I'm gonna need you to stay present. We're together on this. Work with me.
Hey,
okay, good. So anyway, she originally wanted to do a naked day, and I was like, first off, let me for those of you who are like, oh my God, I can't believe it. First of all, we're nudist. If you haven't met my family, there's no one that falls up under my lineage that like clothes. None of my children, me. I don't think I've ever married a woman who like clothes. I'm not a fan of clothes. So understand, when she said this was not about being creepy. We just already don't like clothes. So it was supposed to be a day of freeing, a day of being able to just naked people, naked energy, naked spirits, naked souls coming together as one, having a tranquil day. And so what I told her is this: we'll have that if you go through your process and do what you need to do to heal. And so in healing took her through a lot, fixing herself, having a child, going to rehabilitation after having the child, to 'cause Elizabeth really, you know, pulled a lot out of her, to realizing that she needed to go through dialysis for possible kidney transplant, and just a whole spiral of everything that she was now going to have to go through to heal. And so I've always told her, when she has her kidney transplant, that we're going to do the naked day. So this will be our last non-naked body empowerment, if you want to attend. It's going to be a tea. It's going to be open to the public. Well, it's not open to the public. You have to have your ticket for this year. But next year will be VIP, invite only, because it will be a retreat. And if you're not there, one, it's because I don't know you're comfortable with being naked. But two, this is about a spiritual healing. And so many people talk about healing. I'm around so many people who talk about elevating themselves, and they talk about wanting to be great, and they talk about all of these great things. But the question that I ask you is, what are you willing to do? What are you willing to sacrifice in yourself? Not for others. People have this very bad misconception of thinking that a spiritual awakening or a spiritual growth or a spiritual come togetherness is about others. It's way more about you. CJ will tell you, I made her go through this course. It hurts, painful. It can often make you have suicidal tendencies if you don't have mentors and therapists around you, because it exposes you. In order for you to be true with yourself, you have to expose yourself to some truth, some facts, some realisms. Because, see, people got this mindset of, I'm American and that's all that I am. But no, you are a subtopic of a metaphoric state of all things that are you. You are your family. You are the religion you choose to believe in. You are the culture you choose to reside in. You are the skin color that you are. You are the racial tones that you that you have. You are the racial attributes that you claim home to. You are the spiritual peace walking on the water that you see yourself as. You are the deity and you are the demon of whatever world you portray yourself to be in. But understanding, in order to see your true self, you can no longer portray. You have to sit down and you have to actually look at yourself. You have to do the work in the shadows. You have to do the work when no one's looking at you. You have to do the work when you don't have a team of people supporting you and telling you how great you are and patting you on the back. You have to do the work when your truths have exposed you to your own relationships. You have to do the work when it has exposed you to your own family. You have to do the work when it has exposed you to your coworkers. You have to continue to do the work when it exposes you to your peers. You have to continue to do the work when it exposes you to your subordinates. You have to continue to do the work when it exposes you to your contemporaries. You have to continue to do the work when it exposes you to the generation that comes after you. See, you can't stop doing the work because of the exposure. You have to do the work because you want to be better at who you expose. See, if you expose yourself and you're bad with being on time, and then you don't do nothing about fixing that being bad with being on time, then what the fuck was the point of exposing the problem? That's why I say, y'all talk about healing and then don't want to actually do the work. Body empowerment makes you do the work. Whatever body empowerment is geared to fix that year, it does the work. I don't force body empowerment. Body empowerment is, it takes on a mind of its own. You have to be there. You have to be present. We have a keynote speaker coming in this year. The funniest thing is I had already tapped into her and I knew she wanted Tanya to speak before I had even told her. And so the day that I was like, oh, I got to remind her that I picked Tanya to speak. She comes in, she goes, hey, I want Tanya to be the keynote speaker. And I'm like, well, I'm glad you said that because I already reached out to her and told her she had to do it. And it wasn't because I was – sometimes when you feel people and you get close enough to them, you can kind of – you can anticipate what their next move is going to be in some areas and some arenas. And she's just a beautiful speaker. She's a wonderful presenter. Her information is always impactful. And the thing is she does this one thing called I Am – it's called I Am Speaking. So when she begins to do it with you, you won't even realize that you're now beginning to pick up those slight subtle barriers. And when I was doing some communication training, she's one of the persons that I really relied on to do effective communication training with, because just when she speaks, she has this way of connecting with you. Like, it's weird because I don't connect with everybody like that. Like, I'm not easy to open up to other people, but like, it's a few of them. You know, and Geminis do that. Like, they're crazy because they can play both sides of the fence a little bit. But body empowerment this year is going to be very, very, very small. I think we have between 10 to 15 guests, and I think we're going to cap it at that. I'm for this year anyway. Because for me, it's not about the number of people in the room. It's about making sure that the people in the room get exactly what they need. And TJ, I just want to, first off, I want to say thank you to you because you came in and you sponsored this event and kind of just spearheaded it for me this year. And I just want to say thank you because, you know, you were instrumental in that transition for us to not only be in this new realm, but to keep me sane a little bit. Because there were some days that I think I could have went crazy a little bit and cussed out way more people than I did in my transition, as you know, as we be transparent, Body Empowerment 2022 ultimately was canceled, changed, rerouted, and we were in full package moving around mode. It was funny because I looked at last year and I was like, man, we missed last year. And, like, it's crazy that not only did we miss last year, but because of missing last year, like, and this is a me thing, like, when we first got to Tallahassee, like, I was angry because, like, it was so many things that I was giving up then. But, CJ, and I tell you this all the time, I'm so thankful for the fuck-ups because look at, you know, look at where we are now.
Yeah.
Like, look at what we're doing now. So when you care enough to be humble enough to say dumb stuff, and I tell people, be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. You know, my humble desire to, I'm going to say this, and my wife always says I do this, so y'all just have to bear with me on this one. We're going to take a commercial break after this. But I've never told her what I said on the edge of the beach the day we got married. Like, because everybody came in and they saw me in what I do beach worship different than anybody else. And so when I do my beach worship, it's however that spirit hits me. And I was doing beach worship the morning we got married. Because, you know, I was already done setting up and I was doing my thing. And so I said to God, I said, God, if this is going to be my wife, show me what that looks like. And so, like, a time period flashed before my eyes, but a lot of stuff happened, like, real, real fast. Like it was a lot. And I was like, okay, this can't be, like, fake for me to see people, faces. And so I start, like, it was crazy because, like, some of the people where I've ended up, the faces that I tried to reach out to weren't there. And the faces that I didn't know were coming into the scene that was being shown have, you know, some have shown up, some still haven't been present. But it was like, it was crazy because it even showed the end of that day. It showed the next 6 months, the next year, the next few years. And so it's like when people see you actually ask the spirits for something and you actually really do get that answer. Like, I mean, you get that vivid, plain, clear as day. You can see it. It's written all over the sky. Answer. Like, literally. And it was crazy because, and it's like, still to this day, our wedding makes some people cry because, like, we actually physically were exchanging vows as day broke across the ocean, like, as it actually split. And so it's just like to have a moment where you say you want to do something in your mind and physically put it together. The greatest thing about having her in my life since I first met her is everything that I've ever wanted to do, I've taken it to her, and she's given me the entire vision of what it's supposed to look like, and it has come to pass. And so I thank her. You know, we always talk about celebrating, you know, whatever. They say behind every good man is a great woman. And she's truly great with being able to conceptualize my visions and vice versa. We have worked yin and yang with each other for years, even before deciding to be spouses. And so I just want to celebrate her. You know, we talk about black people as dope on this show. I was going to, you know what, let's take a quick commercial break because I want to come back and finish that up and do something different. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this.
Obama. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods, the Crips, and the KKK. But if you don't have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get outraged. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, feeling hurt, and you hear them crying. And you practice what you preach, and what you tell me, Father, I keep. Father, 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 guidance from above. The people got me questioning, where is the love?
Always in change, new days are strange, is the world insane? If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gas is filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends, not respecting each other, denies our brother. The war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on, I want the truth, y'all. Come on, I want the love, y'all.
All right, we are back. Let's wrap up body empowerment real quick because I want to get into Black People as Dope as next because I want to talk about something in that. But just to wrap up body empowerment is this weekend. It's a spiritual journey. One of the things that we always do with body empowerment is we have a keynote speaker. The first year we did it, it was beautiful. We had Ashley Nikki, a physical fitness professional guru down in West Palm. She was our keynote speaker that year, and it was funny because she had on a shirt that said, "I have no tits." I'm going to have to, Shishi, you got to find that picture out there and share that because, like, yeah, but it was great. It was a great time. Matter of fact, that's what I'll do tomorrow on the DJ's Roundtable is I'll share all the photos from the first annual body empowerment. Well, all the photos that we can share because that photo shoot got a little X-rated. I went outside and came back in. Clothes was everywhere. I was like, oh, y'all got real comfortable real quick. But it was a great time, man. It was a wonderful, wonderful environment. And that's what we want to continue to do is make it a great environment for people to come and release and get whole again and be able to go back into the world and give a little bit more love, a little bit more grace, a little bit more patience, a little bit more just essence of who they are. Just based off of body empowerment. And, you know, you don't have to, you know, like I said, you don't have to attend it. You don't have to support it. But it's one of those things where I just feel like if you get a little bit of that love in your heart with that one, that's going to do you some good. All right. We're going to not take a break. We're going to do Black People Are Dope. And I want to give her flowers while she's alive still. And I also want to address something because it set on me hard, and I had to really think about it. And I'm not pleased with how the media, how society, and how the world has tried to portray Angela Bassett in this this moment. And the reason why I say that is I'm not a fan for gaslighting, just bad press or people make it a thing of something. Number one, I want you to believe. I want you to understand. Even to be nominated for such an honor is a great thing. But to make someone feel like they shouldn't have a moment of head down sadness, to expect her to be nothing but stoic in a moment of defeat, some of y'all can't handle defeat at all. Because I do remember when the economy was defeated and the stocks were crashing and things of that nature, well, perfectly civic human beings were jumping out of windows. Angela Bassett, however, has been an icon in our community for decades, because if I'm not mistaken, in the 90s, our mothers was clapping and screaming and shouting when she set that fucking car on fire.
Yeah, we would. We all would.
When we look at all the roles that she has played for Black iconic movies, we don't see nobody else other than Mother Angela right now stepping into those roles, making us feel like we got a true mother figure on there. I'm not saying there's not some other ones that's not stepping in and doing it, but Angela has been carrying that mantle for a long time in a lot of movies. I'm sorry, I'm with the comedian who said it earlier today. The only thing that Jamie Lee Curtis ever been doing is running from the same guy in 300 fucking movies.
You said that?
Yeah. I'm just saying, where's the ma'am, you can only scream and be angry and fight and do that same storyline for so many times. Before, I mean, because, ma'am, your funny movies weren't that funny. Your probably best role was in NCIS. That's not going to get you an Oscar, ma'am. But it's cool. I'm not dissing her. I'm not taking away from her moment. But for people to act like Angela, who has gone through to the year and a half to 2 years that she has gone through to see a young man that she has personally mentored, who has been fed back into so many people, go through it so bad, and to be there. And this is a man that our entire culture has looked up to. For her to embody Tina.
Yes.
For somebody to get their groove back. What you're not going to sit here and do is act like she hasn't played great roles and is not deserving to be feeling like she feels. To have a moment of gas, to have a pause of reflection. We always want to be so great, and we always want to reach the pinnacle, but what happens when you don't reach it? Mike Tyson has a famous quote, and I say it quite often, everyone has a plan until they get hit. She planned to win. They were telling her she was the front runner. They were telling her she was most likely to win the award. Jamie wasn't, and their belief, she wasn't even in the top five of the, like, six or seven people that was in the category. And their belief system. That's why Jamie was so shocked that she won. Everyone was gassed that she won. because I'm not going to lie. I didn't watch Black Panther 2 until about a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Okay, let me watch the movie. Let me watch it when all the hype is over. Let me tell you something. If you're sitting here telling me whatever that UN council, if you're not telling me you didn't feel some type of way when she was delivering that speech to all the nations, if you didn't feel like that's my queen while she was speaking, you don't love women, bro. Because she did that. I'm going to give her flowers while she's living. Angela, we love you. Continue to be great. I can tell you, whatever movies that you're getting ready to put out, I will do my best to be a person who goes and supports them in a movie theater. Because I ain't been to the movies in a minute. You know, I got to get my movie passes and all that stuff back up. All right, well, CJ, since you only knew one person, we're going to take one more commercial break, and I'm going to give you the one person that you knew while you was doing birthdays. So this is the one person that CJ knew when she did birthdays. All right, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
That's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does sing to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
All right, CJ, we back. I had to mess with you, man. I can't let you not, you know. God, I got to mess with you. But that was Natalie's daddy. Oh, Natalie's daddy, Nat King Cole. Oh, Natalie's daddy.
I'm not about to play with you. Why you say it like that?
Because it's like, because every time I hear his name, I always think of the Dave Chappelle skit, so. It, you know, chestnut. All right, let's move on. Let's move on. Okay, real quick update. Tomorrow I will be doing my last show podcast of the week. It will be the Dr. Feelgood show that will be tomorrow on the Dr. Feelgood station. So if you don't have that, reach out to DJ's Roundtable and make sure that you have the Dr. Feelgood page so you can go follow that. What else? I'm trying to get y'all caught up. After that, I will be completely undisposed until Tuesday of next week. We will be doing our body empowerment retreat this weekend. So from basically Friday morning until Tuesday morning, if it's not an emergency, you probably won't be able to gain access to me or my staff because we will all be turning down on purpose, not for what, on purpose. Because, like, people don't realize, like, you know, like, people who got shit to do, like, when they don't want to do shit, like, the worst thing you could do is now ask them to do some shit when they set aside some time to finally not do nothing. And I haven't had any not do nothing time in a while. So we are turning down after Thursday. We are turning off if it's not, you know, an emergency. And I mean, like, really, I need somebody to die or about to die. Like, I don't need them to, I don't need them to have angina. Like, I need them to be about to die. All right, for real, for real. All right. Changes coming up. We will be doing some changing to the podcast schedule. There will be some shows that will be recorded earlier during the day, so you will be getting some daytime segments coming in the very near future. So please just stay connected with us. You will be able to still hear the replay at its normal time if you still want to stay with your normal cycle, but there will be some days that we'll have some daytime dates just due to sponsorships that's going to be taking place with them. So you're more than welcome to participate. Again, you know how to reach everybody on how to do stuff, to donate, to give, to request interviews, yada, yada, yada. The gamut of everything that we do here, the administration of it still stays the same. We just have some sponsors and some things coming in on the back end that's going to make the show a lot greater. That's all the admin notes. CJ, you got anything that I missed that I need to add that I might want to play with a little bit?
Sounds like everything.
CJ, give them a word of the day.
My word of the day, never stop believing in yourself and the power you have to be amazing by taking positive actions daily.
Did you write that or did that just come off the top of your head? Because that sounded like that was a whole, like that need to be on a postcard somewhere so somebody could put that in their mirror. Say it again and slow down because there was too many words. I'm fat.
To answer your question, like, yes, I wrote it.
Okay, but the way you said it so fast, I felt like Bobby Brown doing all the New Edition dances right now. Have you seen it? He is struggling up there, baby, on that stage.
Woo!
That's, I felt like Bobby right now, like, ooh, God damn it. If this nigga kick turn one more time, every little, ooh, God. Yeah, that's, listen, that's how my brain was processing it. That's all I'm saying. It's not your fault. That's just how I processed it. So we're going to un-Bobby Brown it and just slow it down. The enunciation was great. It was just like, boom, like I wasn't ready. No, he wasn't ready. That was me. I wasn't. Okay. So one more again.
Okay. Never stop believing in yourself and the power you have to be amazing by taking positive actions daily.
Yeah, send that to the old production manager so she can put that on the wall somewhere. Take a picture,
okay,
of that, screenshot it, do something with it, because that's a good one. Do something different. Whatever you have been doing that you feel like the way you've been doing is not working, it's not getting the desired outcome that you wanted out of life, out of whatever it is, do something different. Like, believe that it can be different. Like, not just different because you believe it can be different. Do it different because you want to see a different outcome. Believe that outcome is possible. Work towards that outcome. Breathe towards that outcome. Dream towards that outcome. Do something different. If you continue to do the same thing over and it's killing you, that's insanity. It's crazy. Do some, prove to yourself that you're something different. It's okay. It's okay to cry. It's okay to smile. It's okay to be confused. It's okay to just not know. What I don't like, what I don't accept, what I don't believe, is people not taking the time to do something about it. You don't have to get it right. The change, the difference, doesn't have to be right. The reason why you go out and you practice doing sports and you keep doing the same layup with the same right hand until you get it, and then once you get it, they want you to go do it with the other side, is because they want you to be able to do something different. If you do the same thing repetition over and over and over again, y'all pick at people who can't get past the letter M and stutter. Y'all scream at people that are deaf because they're different. Do something different. Pick up a new skill. Go get a new hobby. If you drive everywhere, take a bus. Take an Uber. Get on a scooter. If you work in the office, take an outside assignment. Just not in the summer. Don't kill yourself. Do something different for you. Not that same regular shit y'all do. Ooh, I'm going to change up my hair. That's not something different. Y'all do that every time y'all go through a phase. I'm going to go get my hair and my nails done and my feet done. That's not something different. Going to go get wax for the first time. That's something different. It's an experience. Going to go get your first tattoo, not your 47th. Do something different. Something that y'all can relate to, something that y'all can understand. The song I'm going to end us up with tonight is to get us in the mood for Dr. Feelgood show tomorrow. So I love y'all. Have a good night. I'll holler.
This is for the lovemakers. Some bad romance. Next to town.